This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 minutes after the hour. It's Wednesday. Oh, isn't it today? Yeah, it is today. I kind of forgotten what day it was. I kind of lost track of it. I lost a day and lost time and space and all that good stuff. It's the 7th of February. So let me put on my thinking cap, Victoria. 7 plus 7 equals 14. So what will it be that we'll be talking about a week from today?
Valentine's Day.
There we go. Yes. Sorry, but that's not the lead today. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Jennifer had her birthday party last night, so she's out to lunch or out to breakfast or out to dinner.
Hopefully she's in dreamland.
Yes, that could be. All right, so what do we have trending?
Well, that Taiwan earthquake, the 6.4, has some images coming out now, and several people have been killed and lots have been injured, and rescue workers have been working around the clock. Some of the images are just unreal. Entire buildings being propped up on stilts, makeshift beams that they're using to keep giant skyscrapers and office buildings from toppling over. The images really are just unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. And, of course, this hit in a densely populated area, so emergency workers are, they don't even know yet how many people may have been trapped or how many are injured. So that's our thoughts and prayers, obviously, with everyone there. It's just really devastating.
Yeah, I'm glad you can be thankful for what you have. And be happy, didn't you send them good thoughts and good luck?
Yeah.
And you'd be also, I think it's proper to give thanks for those, the small and large pleasures and items in our lives that we don't have to put up with. And at least at the moment, that's not one of the things we have to put up with. So,
yeah,
but
thankfully.
Yeah, holding a good thought. Yep. Okay, what else?
Well, as the Olympics approach, there's more and more stories coming out, of course, from South Korea. Lots of weird stuff happening. And now it's been announced that Kim Jong-un's sister is going to the Olympics. It's going to be the first time any member of the Kim dynasty has visited South Korea, ever. So it's kind of a big deal. It is odd that they're sending her, but, you know, there's lots of weird stories about her as well, that she's even worse than he is, which, if you can imagine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I did hear that.
And she looks so sort of young and innocent, but...
What's that about the old... looks are deceiving.
Exactly.
Blindy. Remember that, yeah.
To look at her, you'd think that she's just a little meek schoolgirl, but apparently not. But there's some, she's 30 years old, even though she looks like she's 13. But there's been some very bizarre stories coming out of South Korea.
I think one of the things that you hear from time to time is that if he gets bumped off, she becomes the next leader. And
right.
As you just suggested, the rumors about her are, this is one tough cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty. That's the kind of stuff you hear
right.
about her. Yep.
Ruthless and, just keeping right along in step with the rest of the family, unfortunately.
Yeah. What do you hear about in terms of the Olympics themselves? There's a story today in USA Today focusing on how the people in Korea live, i.e. the dog meat trade, which will send most Americans into Shutterland. You don't want to have a spare dog. If you have a dog for a pet, you keep him inside because people go up and down the streets, even in, Pyeongchang?
Mm-hmm.
Even in the bigger cities, they grab dogs and they kill them and cook them. So and that's what you eat for meat over there. They have farms that are tucked away that grow dogs, and we couldn't even begin to imagine. Isn't that funny how we have our own little thing. We can eat cows. I can't. I don't, because the cows are my friends. There are people in the world that eat horse meat. There are people who eat... it's just the variety of cats. People eat cats. There's all the jokes about Chinese food, isn't it? The
tastes
Japanese
like cat.
Food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you
yeah.
and I aren't cat lovers, so we can kind of chuckle at that one. No, but yeah,
I don't
know. Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Cat, but that's been a shtick of mine over the years just to get Jennifer going. But now that
right,
she's not
right.
here, I can admit to thinking cats are kind of an interesting... I think all life is sacred, and it's a very important thing. If you listen to Jack Stockwell, who is our nutritionist and homeopath here, you got to have protein. You got to eat meat every day, and so that works for people. I find there are other ways of getting protein besides eating meat. And you know, I think about people who would have tried to make away with Charlotte and eat her. Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know what I would have done, frankly, if you were in that circumstance. But anyway, so that distracts from the excitement of the all the people who are going. So what are the Americans' best chances of winning? Do you have a rundown on that, either of you, Kara or Victoria? Who is going to likely win gold medals or bronze medals or silver medals over there when they get started next week?
It is
next week, isn't it?
It's
the
today
opening, ceremony,
it tomorrow
opening
night?
Ceremony is Friday, and I think
Friday.
The first events happen before that on Thursday.
Yeah.
I think Sean White, the snowboarder, I think he is pretty much considered to be a lock for the gold. I think we probably have some skiing contenders as well. We usually do really well in snowboarding. I haven't followed ice skating in a while, figure skating, so I have no idea how we would do there. But
one of the biggest names is Lindsey Vonn. How she isn't she one of the great women?
She's a skier.
Skiers?
Yeah.
You know what though? She always seems to have problems with injuries.
Yes.
So I'm not sure what kind of shape she's in right now. I know she's going,
yeah.
But I don't know how she compares to other people. And I was watching some of the ice skating at the trials, and of course they all look amazing and great. But I don't everything that they do looks amazing to me. So I don't know how they are on the scale against like Russians or other really good ice skaters.
And usually China has good ice
yeah.
skaters too. So.
They do.
Yeah.
All right. So there's that. It just is very interesting to see. What I was curious about is what they had for indoor games. They have the Winter Olympics, winter time sports. They have hockey. They have basketball. All of those things are a part of the Winter Olympics.
I don't know about basketball, but hockey for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. women's hockey might actually win the gold. I think they're defending champs, actually,
yeah, they
from
won
the last
gold
Olympics.
Last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but with basketball, hasn't there been a controversy about using... This was... when I was a kid growing up, I remember everybody made a big deal out of you not being a professional when you play, at least in America.
Right.
And then I remember it sort of rolled around, and it looked like there were pros that were filling up the ranks in many other countries. So they started using professional players... And it seems to me there was a...
Well, then we dominated
the
with... Yeah, we dominated.
Right.
I think it was it
basketball.
4 years ago?
Yeah.
Basketball's in the Summer Olympics. So
yeah.
It was 2 years ago.
So
yeah.
Okay, 2 years ago. Right. Or was it... Yeah, whenever we started with all the pros, it was the dream team, and it was just... We just wiped the court with everyone.
Yeah.
But it's
okay.
Interesting how that works because the... Well, women's hockey doesn't really have a professional league, so everyone who's on the Olympic team, they're not professionals, really. But mm-hmm. the men's, no one from the NHL can go. So it's kind of cool because all of these other players can go to the Olympics. But it's weird. So we're not sending, like, any of our best players.
Which I think has changed, too, because it was...
They used to be able to, but
yeah.
I guess it interferes with their games or the Stanley Cup or something. So, yeah. None of them are going.
Mm-hmm.
And some players for other countries, like Russia and Canada, have sort of defied the NHL, and they're going to be fine, but they're playing anyway.
That was the point
they don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah,
yeah,
right, yeah. So you wonder if those who come along, Kara, who are really good and they aren't professionals, if they shine enough in the Olympics, does that give them a chance of birth in some of the activities or some of the sports that they hadn't been considered professionals or for professional playing before?
If they go and they do amazing and they score a bunch of goals or they, you know, take their team really far, I would think that would definitely let the NHL look at them from a slightly different perspective.
Yeah. Today is National Girl and Women Sports Day. women who participate in sports in schools more likely to graduate from college. That's a pretty interesting statistic, isn't it? Huh? If you are playing a sport in school, you are more likely to graduate from college. That's really very interesting. Women increase their odds of landing leadership positions when they have a background in sports as well. This goes back to February of 1987 when President Reagan declared the first National Women in Sports Day, recognizing the history of women's athletics, also recognized the progress made by Title IX. Do you remember in school, did you even know anything about what Title IX was? Because I'm guessing about the, it was as late as early as when I was teaching, at the end of when I was teaching in the 70s. I think Title IX may go back that far. Do you both know what it is?
Vaguely, like I know of it, and I think it has to do with equal funding going for women's sports, right?
That's exactly what it has. That's exactly what it is.
Yes, it was NCAA college stuff. Yeah.
No, it was high school, and
okay.
It's been violated by pretty much every jurisdiction in the country. But the requirement was, if you were getting federal funding for anything in your school system, you had to have equality opportunities for women in sports. And I'm pretty sure this goes back to like 77, 78, somewhere in there. Kara probably will find that. But it's, in my mind, it was in the 70s when the inequality, and that was when this all started. People don't remember that, but the real essence of women, or at least is having, the paying attention to women, before that it was pretty outrageous. I remember when I was teaching, some of the girls complained. If let's, for example, say there were women's basketball teams. They had no coach. They had no uniforms. They had nothing. And it was the same in track. I mean, most of the things, it didn't allow you to, it didn't set forth the equality in playing. That is, you got to have a women's football team as well as a women's men's football team. But it was the kinds of things that were done, you would have lasted about 3 seconds, Victoria.
Well, happily, I never had to fight against that.
Yeah, but well, you should be thankful for Title IX.
I am,
made it work. So anyway, that's something else to be thankful for today. 17, almost 18 after the hour. The MyPillow folks want to remind you about getting a good night's rest, and Victoria's going to kiss her pillow the next time she goes to sleep, because this is a good way to get a wonderful night's sleep. A lot of people travel with them. A lot of people say, I'm not going to leave home without my pillow. So if you're traveling this winter and you're going from the cold to the warm, or wherever it is that you might want to be going, you want to take your pillow with you, here's a great offer. Get the MyPillow 4-pack, which is a 2 premium pillow set and then 2 go-anywhere pillows, a little smaller, 50% off the regular price, like getting 2 for the price of 1. They love to do that. For 4 pillows, 2 premium, 2 go-anywhere pillows, you pay half what you would normally. This is the best offer that they will have this month. A good Valentine's Day present for somebody that you really like and you want to help them, him or her, get a good night's rest. All of the MyPillow specials, and there are a ton of them now. Remember, they're in the mattress business. They're also doing some standard size pillow specials as well that you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Again, that's promo code DJV for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So you can stop turning around and turning upside down and inside out all night long. Buy with confidence at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
This does.
Full
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543543. That's FUN66 to 543543.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing.
Let's do our TV report, even if Jennifer's not here. 23 after the hour, DJV time. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Let's focus on what's on tonight, ladies. What do we have that's hot?
Well, what's hot tonight on CW at 8 is a brand new Riverdale. That's where Kara will be. Also at 8 on NBC is a brand new Blacklist. And one of the most talked about shows, not because it's good content by any means, however, it is probably the most controversial right now. Tonight on CBS at 8 is the brand new season of Big Brother Celebrity Edition. Now, the reason that this is getting buzzed this season, Amorosa.
Okay.
So, well, a lot of people will be tuning in to see how she interacts. And since the cameras are on 24/7, people are curious to see if she's going to spill the beans on anything that happened in the White House.
Of course, that'll be all right. She got $500,000 for doing that. Or is it a million? How much are they?
I think they get $500 to start, $200 to start, and then if they win, they get $500. It's not a lot of money, but obviously she needed it.
What is her role in this? Is she just one of the players? How does she fit into this?
It's just a bunch of sort of has-been celebrities, or
okay.
I use that
so
word.
So she's the same as everybody else in
she's
terms
the same,
of
yeah.
stature.
Yep,
okay.
Exactly.
All right, what else?
And there's also a brand new X-Files. That's got a lot of buzz with this brand new season. That's on at 8 on Fox tonight. And if you are into the spinoff of Blackish, it's called Grownish, and that's also on at 8 on Freeform.
I want to have a show called Youngish. Can we do that? With a bunch
sure.
of old-timers and a whole bunch of fuddy-duds.
I think it's called Better Late Than Never. I think Henry Winkler's already got you on that one.
Okay. All right, let's get to the music department now. 25 after the hour, the Backstreet Boys announcing that their larger-than-life Las Vegas run, far from over, 21 new dates starting July the 25th and going all the way until next November at the Axis. That's at Planet Hollywood in Vegas. The Backstreet Boys visited the Twitter headquarters in L.A. to answer some fan questions yesterday. It was a live Q&A. Also revealed some even bigger news. Their next single is on the way. So if you're a fan of Backstreet Boys, if Jennifer is, you get all excited.
Oh, Jennifer would love it.
Right? Kevin Richardson said, yes, we have a single. We have chosen it. A lot of people were asking about what was their next new release. He said, Richardson said, it's coming out really soon. I mean, really soon. So does that mean today? What does that mean?
Well, people we don't know, but I guess people are going to be following
They call it dropping it, right?
Yes.
The dropping, isn't that what it means? Because you can download it then?
Yep.
They did not say, however, what soon meant. It hinted it could be in the next couple of days, maybe the next few weeks. Backstreet Boys currently working on their 10th studio album. A press release for the new Vegas date said the album will coincide with their 25th anniversary, so a release this year is likely. They've been around for 25 years. How have they changed? So they've been around as long as you've been around, Kara. They started singing when you were in the womb, as a matter of fact.
I'm sure that's exactly what my... Never mind.
Okay, so I want to know what... Your mother wasn't listening to the Backstreet Boys when she was pregnant with you in the hospital? Didn't have a radio right against her womb so that you could hear the Backstreet Boys when you were still inside?
If she did, it worked against her, because I'm always... I'm an NSYNC fan, not Backstreet Boys, so...
Why can't you be a fan of both?
I guess you can, but I don't know. There was just a thing growing up. You either had to be Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, or like Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears. You couldn't be all of them. You had to be one or the other.
So that was, and that's where does the other, what band was Darius Rucker in?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, slightly different.
He was not in the competition.
No, he wasn't. Okay. All right, so Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and Donny Wahlberg.
New Kids on the Block. That was
kind of
a generation before. There was 98 Degrees with Nick Lachey. Yeah,
So they're not same generation as Backstreet Boys?
Not really. No.
Really? They're older than that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys are all late 40s.
Careful.
Right?
Yeah, they've got to be at least 10 years older than them.
Right. Pre-sale tickets for the Boy Street Band Fan Club. For those new dates start on Friday, 28 past the hour on today's DJV experience.
Mistake makers. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. What should we do with mistake makers? What consequences should exist for them? Should we punish them harshly? Oh, remember, I'm only talking about people who make mistakes differently than you do. Because you, like me, obviously also make mistakes. But no, I'm not talking about the mistakes you make, because those mistakes are obviously okay to make. What I'm asking you about are, what should we do with people who make mistakes differently from you? I mean, if I was referring to your mistakes, I'd probably suggest that there be some consequence that involved you being taught how you messed up, or understand why you did what you did, and then be taught a new path. But then, any discussion around your mistakes is usually acceptable. It's the discussion around others' mistakes where you really have the freedom to judge harshly. Except that we're all mistake makers. For more on compassion and perspective, subscribe to Tackling Life, the podcast where I team up with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, 34 FDR. Hi, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, everywhere listening to the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen, working on Wednesday. You were talking earlier about the earthquake. Well, there was a false tsunami warning across the East Coast. A lot of people surprised to get the alert on their phones yesterday. A tsunami on the East Coast would really be big news if, in fact, it weren't false fake news. I don't know. It's a false alarm. Anyway, National Weather Service said in a tweet it was doing a monthly tsunami warning test, but some people actually got the message. It looked like an actual warning. National Weather Service meteorologist told the Associated Press that false push notification is the result of a glitch. Officials trying to figure out what caused it. There's a lot of, or is it just
isn't
because...
Isn't it so weird that that would happen again?
The Hawaiian thing.
Yeah.
And then this thing, you wonder what the deal is. and whether these people are just bumbling and fumbling around, or is there something else going on. Whether or not we're going to get the truth about it remains to be seen.
Yeah.
So, but a tsunami? I was thinking when I saw that, okay, how many houses would be lost in the Hamptons? How many on Cape Cod? How many up along the coast of Maine? How many down on the Delmarva? Or down all the way the North Carolina coast, all those houses? There are people who build houses everywhere. Wherever there's beach, there are people living in these houses, and they are, man, the kind of dough they get for some of these houses because they're on the ocean. Woo! Wow. Very interesting to see how that plays out. So, and speaking of playing out, would you please, all of you, relax? Wall Street goes through these burps and other forms of gas all the time, and all of the attention being given to this. So it went down 1,600 points, it goes up 500 points, it's off 700 points, it's up, and all of this stuff mostly is washed away. There's profit taking going on because things are so good. And the even that the markets, the, so far this morning, a lot of the Asian markets are a little soft. But, and this, I remember talking about this the last time it happened. I think I talk about this every time it happens. And I just say to people who have money in the stock market, it's secure. There are only a few firms. I was listening actually to Dave Ramsey yesterday, driving around in the car here. I'm in Central Florida this morning, in Orlando, and I was listening to him on the local iHeart station, a talk station. And as I listened to him, I'm thinking to myself, how foolish is it of people? So I thought I'd echo his words, frankly, because I happen to like Dave quite a bit, and his show is very basic and manages to help a lot of people. So if you're listening to him, then you're okay. If you're reading the newspaper and you see the headline, biggest one-day drop and all that other stuff, it's nonsense. It's complete. If it was going to be something that was serious, you wouldn't see. I read something, I think it was, let's see, flying down here on Monday. I was reading something in, I think, Business Week. It was Business Week, the story of Business Inc. I like to read the business magazines because I'll keep up on who's doing what. Good idea sometimes for entrepreneurs like me to get the stories from other people. So there's a story about two fellas who are from Colorado who are about my age, and they had been in the construction business. Well, one of them was a chef for a while. The other one was a teacher for a while. And they started dabbling in real estate. And this was 40-some-odd years ago. Well, they have developed a company, to get to the bottom line of the story, they've developed a company that finances building, whether it's homes, condominiums, whether it's commercial real estate, whatever it is, they have a business that has projects going on all around the world. It's an American company. It is not public. It's private. These two guys and a couple of other investors own the whole thing. And at the moment, they have, between Europe, Asia, and America, $1.5 billion worth of construction going on in areas where the boom either came a little later or it started before ours, but they have followed the trends. They survived through 2008, which a lot of builders did not do, and they have come along. So now all they do is put together financing for people who are in the construction business. They find the sites. They bring the developers over there. They say, what do you think of this? And the guys say, yep, yep, yep. And they say, we'll finance you. You build, and they find quality builders who build quality products. And they're having a bonanza. And these two guys, both in the article they were interviewed for, said the same thing. Now that there is a boom going, you can feel comfortable because we see the trends. We've seen them. We've been in and out of them four times in the years we've been doing this. And the economy, not only here in our country, we always, especially with Trump, there's a sort of jingoism that goes with him. And I don't mean that to be negative or positive, you take it as you will. I think that there needs to be a little more, because we have a global economy, a little more focus on the universality of our existence. And so with that, these people have set a tone in the building business that is very, I think, constructive, if you'll pardon the pun. Very good. And so the point here is, for those of you who get worked up about the news media, once again, distorting things, playing on people's fears, oh, it's going to be bad, it's on the edge, it's nonsense. Leave your money alone and get a good night's sleep. That's it. End of story. That's it. I don't, you know, the wild day and the swings back and forth. So shut that stuff off. Just don't watch CNBC unless Shark Tank is on. That's just forget about it. Speaking of jingoism, there are people at the Pentagon who are planning some kind of a grand military parade. Apparently the president has told them to begin a large military event, and so this came to mind. Crank it up, Kara.
Stuff that comes to your mind.
This was especially for Victoria, because I knew she'd react just exactly the way that she did. Yeah. Yes, it'll be thrilling, I'm sure.
So we're going to have like a North Korean-type military parade?
Yes, yeah, pretty much.
Why?
Like a Russian military parade, a Chinese military parade, because Trump wants to he's playing that. And by the way, the French have it on Bastille Day as well. So it isn't just the Asians that are doing it, the Chinese and the Russians and, you know, the Koreans, but the French do it every year on Bastille Day. So I think this is aimed, I'm not sure whether it's aimed for 4th of July or one of those national, it's not a Memorial Day, it wouldn't be appropriate, but I think it's being set up for something later in the year when we'll run through Washington with all of our military hardware. And that man, more than anything else, will put Trump in the crosshairs of a lot of people. I don't think it's necessary. I think there's too much emphasis anyway on the military.
I agree.
If all of the military equipment is going through D.C., I'm going to take a vacation that day. I don't want to be around when all of that stuff is out.
Well, I don't know if this is true or false. A lot of this stuff is hyperbole. Whether he thinks it should take place not only in Washington, but simultaneously in all our big cities at the same time. A military, can you imagine that, a day?
I don't know, well, dictators do tend to like things like that.
Okay, all right. As I said, I knew that would offer an opportunity for you to wring your hands.
But even, I know, I can tell by the way you're telling the story, you think it's stupid, too.
Well, I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
I think we have much too far. And instead of, here, listen. I said this the other day after the State of the Union experience, if that's what you want to call it. I believe, and I thought that the speech, unlike a lot of other people, I thought it was okay, actually. I thought that there was a lot of, I don't know if substance, but there was a lot of stuff in there that I honestly really liked the emotion that came from introducing the theater of having those people who meant something for special reasons that were introduced during the State of the Speech. It's all a play on people's emotions, and I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff, and I'll admit to it. It's the same as what happens. Have you seen all of the pictures? This really, I'm getting ready. Okay, this is a warning. This is Doug's warning. I'm getting ready to be very active on Twitter. I've got all of this
stuff. You've been threatening this for a while now.
So I'm on Twitter yesterday. I'm over at Dr. Ken's office, and I'm looking at some of these things on Twitter, and all of the pictures of Tom Brady that were sad. He was sitting down, he was upset, and the meanness, you cannot like the Patriots. This is what bothers me about social media. The fact that so many people were taking shots at the guy just because he's probably the best quarterback that ever was. And it isn't, I'm not a sports fan, I don't give a damn about football, I don't care about the Patriots. But I do care about the human condition. And so when I was seeing pictures, there were various pictures that people had brought up on Twitter through his career of him being sad or disappointed or upset because he either screwed up a throw or they missed a game or, you know, they lost the sewer, whatever it is. And then the comments that came from people. Now, granted, most of them were from Philadelphia.
Well, yeah. So, Eagles fans are not known to be that gracious. Let's put
Philadelphians
it that way.
I'm telling you, having worked at CAU in Philadelphia, this is 30-some-odd years ago, but I never thought the Philadelphians were the city of brotherly love is a complete misnomer. I didn't like being at all. I know a lot of people love it. I have some friends that live out in Media and places like that. I love Pennsylvania because of the farming. When you get out of Philadelphia and you head west, it's a great state. Oh, there's some really wonderful cities and towns. But you got to get beyond the mountain range, kind of Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, and draw a line straight down and then go across. Kind of like 81 that crosses from north to south in Pennsylvania. You go west of there. We have a lot of stations in the western part of Pennsylvania. It's really very cool there. But anyway, the point is that the things that were being said about Brady were just despicable, just really cowardly.
Well,
Twitter.
Yeah, it is. He's also, because he's so good, people really want to see him fail. And because
but
he's
what does
always...
that say about the human condition, though? That's awful.
I don't know. Is that inherently American? We like to build people up and then tear them down? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's... That happens a lot, and he gets called the GOAT, you know, the greatest of all time, a lot, and people take issue with that. They just don't want to see the Patriots keep winning, and so they were happy that they lost. Welcome to Twitter.
Of that, okay, Rob Gronkowski's home was burglarized, apparently, while he was at the Super Bowl. There's an investigation going on now. Foxboro, Massachusetts, he has a home there. I don't think he lives there all the time. I think he just lives there during the season. But state and local police. Now you can again. This is another example of complete overcook. Just because he's a big Patriots player, not only was the local police chief on the job, but the stateies were involved, and this has become a fiasco in Massachusetts. It's really ridiculous. Okay, so their items stolen. They're not telling what they were. People who committed the theft know what was stolen, says the police chief. So they're looking at it. I mean, it should be treated the same as anybody else's burglary, and it isn't. It's because
in a sense, though, he was obviously targeted because, you know, this is why you don't post when you're on vacation.
Where you are.
But everyone knew where Gronk was, so he was more of an easy target.
Well, I just find it... I'm disturbed by a couple things. That there are these many home robberies. Where are the police? Why isn't there better patrolling? And then, you know, the attention being paid to him versus somebody else who might have had the same circumstance. Again, reminder, today is National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Something that you should talk if you have a daughter or a granddaughter is involved in sports. Something that you can be proud of and something that you can encourage, frankly. I think that would be a great idea. Speaking of great ideas, how about a couple of commercials? It's 11 before the hour.
Can simply watching your favorite television chef whipping up a delightful gourmet meal make you fat? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. As the number of cooking shows and celebrity chefs has exploded, so has America's waistline. If you take comfort in snuggling up with Jamie Oliver as he grills a rustic pizza, or Nigella Lawson as she drowns in chocolate, then beware. A new study warns, watching these shows regularly can cause you to pack on the pounds when cooking in your own kitchen. Shockingly, they found that women who learn about cooking from TV have a higher body mass index. Conversely, women who watch nature shows instead of food shows made healthier food choices. Besides the obvious fact that watching people cook can make you hungry, at home, the reality of portion sizes and healthy nutrition comes into play. No amount of good old-fashioned home-cooked comfort food will help in that regard.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest-growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
D Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time here. The DJV show preparing a couple of very important stories about streaming and where you can get your music. If you're a music lover, you're going to want to hear the information that's coming up right after these words.
The Geek Out.
Just know when Nike, PlayStation, and NBA star Paul George get together, something interesting is going to come out of it. And that it is the PG2 PlayStation basketball shoes. Now, the mostly black shoes feature in PlayStation colors, logos, and yes, you can light them up with LEDs embedded in the tongue, and they even pulse and vibrate like the PlayStation controllers. Now, the shoes are Paul George's homage to his preferred gaming console, and while Nike insists the shoes are legit basketball performance footwear, it is kind of cool there's a fake PSN voucher code on the back of them. The PG2 PlayStations will go on sale in February for $110, and you can read all about them with a link found on our Twitter timeline at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get at it here. You took care of the business there, Kara? I didn't hear.
I did take care of the business there.
Good for you. Thank you.
Now right. This is my business.
Now it's your business. Okay, yes. So yesterday I was in Best Buy, And I was, as I saw what you're going to talk about here about music CDs, mm-hmm. I was thinking, what did I see that was prominent in the stores? They have the usual video stuff, mm-hmm. but they've gone into in competition to a point with Staples or vice versa. I can't quite figure it out because there are all kinds of electronic gadgetry. Not that that isn't what Best Buy's bill of fare has been, but what's clear is what they're not doing is you're going to report here, right?
You mean like printers and things like that is what you're seeing? Yeah. That's, well, yeah, Best Buy's always had that. But you're right. They could be going up against Staples. Staples has kind of been declining in sales in the, over the last couple of years, so Best Buy's probably taking up some of that market. But one part of the market that they're looking like they're going to get rid of is CDs. CDs may have finally gone the way of the 8-track and the cassette tape. And Best Buy said
just when I was getting used to having them do.
I know, right? Best Buy says that they will reportedly as of right now, they're planning on stopping the sale of CDs in stores by July 1st. Now, this is not surprising because the sales of CDs have just been plummeting over the last few years. Music streaming has gone way up and CD sales have gone way down. So much so that you can't buy a new car that even has a CD player. So I actually don't even have a device. A friend of mine is in a band and gave me a CD, and I said, I'm really sorry, but I don't have a way to play your CD. I don't have a disk drive in my computer. I don't have a CD player in my home. I don't have a CD player in the car. So there's really, and most people are kind of falling under that umbrella as
I think that's ageism, frankly. I want to listen to a CD. I don't have any 8-tracks anymore. But it's like when I rented that Mercedes a couple of weeks ago and there's no AM radio, I turned the thing in and I said to the woman, what's the matter with you people? Are you trying to drive away
people?
A whole segment of the...
She appreciated that one, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, also, Target is actually considering a change in their inventory with music as well. Target is not saying that they're going to quit selling CDs altogether because they do historically have lots of really cool releases that, like with Taylor Swift and with certain artists, that they do exclusive CDs just for those artists in Target stores. So they're kind of on the fence, I think, right now, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with the physical CDs and what that music section will look like in Target. I think Target is probably going to go vinyl, which is the way a lot of music listeners are going.
Yeah. Right.
And so vinyl has hit a very young market right now. So Best Buy would do well with even having a vinyl section and seeing how that fares. Urban Outfitters has had a vinyl section for the last at least 5 years.
Urban Outfitters has done
incredibly well for them.
Wow.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting?
And the cool thing is, they'll have new vinyl releases like Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran and Jack White. There are certain bands that always put out vinyl. Then they also have reprints of old Madonna and Blondie and old stuff that, you know, like vintage stuff that the kids' parents would have listened to. So it's kind of, you know, vinyl is definitely the way to go right now. So more people that I know, and I know you're going to say this is ages, more people I know have a way to play vinyl than they do to, more of a way to play vinyl than CDs.
What about HomePods that are good for music people? This is Siri and Alex and all that other stuff. Isn't that something new and from Apple?
Well, that's all streaming, so yeah. But you have to have a streaming account linked to that. So
Your Apple account, you mean?
Yes, you can. So the Apple HomePod is great for playing music. You have Alexa can play music from Prime and then Spotify, things like that.
Alexa, I asked Alexa who Doug Steffen was, and she told me. I was happy to hear that she knew who I was. Good going, Alexa.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.